to Market Unplugged, a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Markets Unplugged, the weekly podcast on the stock market. I'm Santosh Nair, and with me is Prashant Nair, National News Editor, CNBC TV 18, who will be telling you about the week that was at the stock markets and what are the key things to look forward to. Prashant, great to have you with us here.
Always great to be here, Santosh.
So, Prashant, not much of a movement as far as the main indices are concerned, but the market seemed to be pretty much active as far as the second line stocks go. So, could you just tell us a bit about this?
Absolutely, Santosh. So, I mean, if you look at the Nifty for the week, it was down actually a little bit, about 0.5% or so. But if you look at the mid and the small cap parts of the market, mid cap index was up 1%, the small cap index was up almost 1.5%. So there was a fair bit of activity. And for most of the days, including the initial few days of the week when all that was happening in China weighed down in terms of sharp lower openings, only for the market to recover then. But including those days, on most days, market breadth was, pretty supportive. And what I mean by that is that even though advances exceeded declines, but even on days when there was pretty close, it never really felt like the market was sort of collapsing or, there was great pain or anything of that sort, because the number of stocks on any given day of the week which were up, I mean, and the list is long, which were up on very strong volumes, was significantly longer as compared to stuff in the red. So it didn't feel like at any point that, things are starting to crumble a little bit and there is a sense of panic. So I would still, even though the Nifty was down 0.5%, I would still characterize this as a pretty decent week.
And what about the primary market? That seems to be still, the mood there seems to be quite upbeat there, given by the response to the Tata Chintan IPO.
Absolutely. I mean, it's the that it was a small issue, by the way, and it listed at a 120-odd% premium on top of the issue price. The only thing is, it's a good business and it's a good company. The point is that we are in sort of a peak euphoria kind of a phase, right? I mean, what I mean by that is that growth expectations are assumed to be in the blue sky zone, and valuations are also absolutely at the upper end, right? I mean, you just take Tatva Chintan, for example, just for comparison's sake, and you compare it to, another recent listing, which would say, for example, Clean Science, right? Or you compare it to already listed companies like, for example, SRF or Deepak Nitrite, etc. Same industry, and you look at where these stocks are now trading at. I mean, there's no comparison. I mean, Deepak Nitrite and SRF, which have been steady compounders, by the way, 20% earnings growth, CAGR. I mean, they're in the 40 times, FY21 earnings zone. Whereas if you look at Tatva Chintan, I think now is about 100 times earnings. FY21, by the way. Clean Science is 170 times. So, how are things going to look like once, this wall of liquidity starts to thin out a little bit? One will have to kind of see. So I'm just giving you an example. It's not precise, but I think our listeners may get the idea.
Okay, but we did also see some bit of follow buying coming in Zomato, and a lot of brokerages seem to be bullish on that stock as well there.
Zomato was up about 6%, Santosh, for the week, another 6-odd%. So it left off, I think, at about 134. It listed, remember, last week at 116. So it's slightly higher as compared to that. I mean, interest has been pretty strong. We also have more sell side coverage. I mean, institutional research coverage, which is starting to come through. A couple of brokers, UBS, for example. I think there was one more, JM Financial, I think, and a couple of others have initiated coverage. So I think that will happen, and it's in a way the first in that particular space, food tech, right? So I think generally it's had a decent week, and no reason to expect otherwise, given the fact that things still remain in a pretty up and up kind of zone overall in terms of liquidity and mood, sentiment, etc.
Prashant, the biggest headline of the week clearly was the metal space. Now, you had also been mentioning even a couple of weeks back that it's too early to write off the sector. There could still be some more steam left. So what is the situation right now in this space?
Oh, absolutely on fire, Santosh. I mean, I actually did a piece on Tuesday, this Tuesday, by the way, which was the 27th. And basically, I asked the question whether commodities are set to pick up pace once again. And I was just looking at the Nifty Metal Index from that day to today. I mean, it's up 7% for the week. It's up, I think, about 8.5% or so Friday to Friday, and it's really coming to its own once again. I don't know real new factors. I would just say two things. One, I think the dollar index is starting a fresh move lower, a materially fresh move lower. Technically, the setup indicates that. Second, underlying commodity prices are looking very, very strong. There was one additional trigger, and that was specifically with regards to China. China is essentially, putting tax on exports. So it basically makes exports out of China for steel products uncompetitive. So it means lesser steel overall in the world, ex-China. And that is good news for steel prices overall. Apart from that, I mean, it's results, right? I mean, for example, we had Novelis, which reported numbers, Hindalco subsidiary, big beat. We had ArcelorMittal, which reported numbers, commentary, again, big beat. And then, of course, we've got smaller European steelmakers, which have reported, and that bodes particularly well for Tata Steel. So, I mean, no wonder. I mean, just big returns. Hindalco up 14% this week, Nalco 14%, Vedanta, I think about 13%, SAIL 12%, Tata Steel 12%, and I could go on. So, that really has been the star performer. The thing to note is that people kind of assume that this is it for steel, because I mean, I guess prices have gone up so much, stock prices have gone up so much. But the point is that if you assume for a minute that steel prices will not correct substantially and they will stay at these levels, because mind you, most of the analyst community is expecting steel prices to fall in the second half of this year, by 20, 25, 30%. If that does not happen and companies continue to operate in this kind of environment, then stocks are still looking very cheap. Tata Steel, for example, assuming no cut in steel prices, is trading at 5 times, 6 times earnings. So there may still be a long way to go, but it's a global commodity, so one will have to track it very, very closely.
And Prashant, the Fed's decision to keep interest rates unchanged, now will this kind of push markets higher in the coming days, or you feel that this is probably already discounted? Remember the last meet, they had kind of advanced the schedule for rate hikes, and this time they've kept the rates steady. So how is the market reading into this now?
I didn't think that the Fed was particularly dovish or anything, because the Fed did say, it used the phrase in terms of tapering in coming months, right? And we will do so. It looks like all meetings from now on are live, in the sense that they could announce a tapering in the September meeting and tapering could start in December. So, but I think the market kind of expected it. It was not unexpected, because there have been signals to that effect over the last couple of months. But I think there's also a feeling somewhere that the Fed is still conditioning this taper on what they themselves said will be substantial job growth, right? So I'm my sense was that the market overall was of the view that, well, okay, the Fed is saying they will do it, but will they really do it? There was more focus on that conditionality, optionality, whether it will happen, not happen. And I think it's been taken that way. So we'll see how things pan out. We'll hear, by the way, we don't have to wait all the way till September for the next Fed meet. The Fed chair did say that he will attend the Jackson Hole summit. And, we may actually get to hear more details about what plans are. We may get a firm signal then. But for now, I think, the market has taken it the way it has. And things are looking in a pretty easy kind of an environment right now. The biggest indicator, of course, is the dollar. And as I told you, the dollar does look like it's starting a fresh move lower in the US. And that's always good news for emerging market assets, especially commodities, Santosh.
So Prashant, the earnings season is now drawing to a close. So what's your quick assessment of the numbers that have been announced so far?
I mean, I think numbers have been pretty pretty okay, Santosh, overall. I mean, broadly, you can always find fault, like, for example, a Maruti, which is disappointed, etc. Indigo, for example, which reported one of the largest losses. Dr. Reddy's, for example, disappointed. But, I mean, if you take, for example, banking, right? Again, I mean, numbers, for example, this week we got numbers from IndusInd Bank, and it was a challenging quarter. But I think the commentary of management does indicate that they seem to be pretty well poised in terms of their ability to meet stress. We got numbers from ICICI Bank, of course, which were much better. HDFC Bank was the first one, which kind of did disappoint, relatively speaking. But all in all, I would not fault what we've seen in terms of numbers. Real estate, for example, right? We got numbers from Embassy, DLF. I think we got numbers from a couple of Bangalore-based companies as well. Numbers have been good. Cement, for example, numbers have been pretty decent. So I don't think there's very much to kind of fault with what we've seen in earnings. They've been broadly quite okay. One theme across the board, which one is increasingly seeing, is a margin pressure. For a range of businesses. At the gross margin and at the EBITDA margin level as well. And that is largely a function of what's happening on the commodity price front. That's the take. But we are still in the thick of the earnings season, and I think we will still need to watch what happens in the second half of the earnings season. As they say, I mean, the first half, you get the good stuff, and the second half, you get some of the more disappointing numbers.
Okay, Prashant, so what are the key factors that could influence sentiment in the short term?
I think it is global liquidity. I think it's the US dollar. The dollar must remain low and actually start to come down, because that's been a bit of a teaser. One did not know whether the dollar is breaking out or falling, but over the last 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday, the dollar has given an indication that it is heading lower. And if that is true, then I think, if that does support commodities, this entire so-called reflation trade, both oil, by the way, oil on the charts is looking pretty bullish. Commodities, industrial metals are looking pretty good. So I think it's more sort of top-down global rather than local at this point in time. One factor, Santosh, which has been, which one must note, is that FIIs have been constant sellers in the market, and despite that, the market has managed to hold on to where it has been. So that is another thing, I think, institutional activity and how that kind of starts to play out. We've been, by the way, at this level for a while now, haven't we? I mean, I think if you go back, you can go back multiple weeks. I think, early June 2021, and we've been in this range of about, 15,800, 15,900 odd levels. And the Nifty is so far not been able to break out of this particular level. I think it's almost been about 6 or 7 weeks now. So I think ultimately large caps, but while I say this, I must also say that broader market action has been very positive. So it would be wrong to characterize the market as having gone nowhere for the last 6-7 weeks, because that is not true. Stocks have done quite a bit, but will we see a clean break now? Let's see. It's not very clear. Dips have been bought every time, and we are at around that 15,800 odd level. Maybe there needs to be a little bit of FI interest which needs to come back for the market, for the Nifty at least, for the benchmark index to take out this level. Which it has not been able to now for the last many, many weeks.
Well, on that note, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your insights with our listeners.
Great to be here, Santosh. Great to be here.
Thanks, Prashant, and have a nice weekend.
You too. Thank you.
And that's all that we have in this edition of Markets Unplugged. In case you have any suggestions or feedback to us, please do write in to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. Thank you and have a great weekend.